It's Monday, April 26th, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. International Christian Concern, a persecution watchdog group, has commended President Joe Biden for standing up to Turkey and becoming the first president since Ronald Reagan to recognize the 1915 Armenian genocide on Saturday, reports the Christian Post. That was the 106th anniversary of when the Ottoman Empire, modern-day Turkey, began to massacre its Armenian Christian minority, resulting in 1.5 million deaths. Biden's predecessors chose not to use the word genocide in annual statements on Armenian Genocide Remembrance Day, quote, due to pressure from the Turkish government, end quote. Will President Biden also now call the surgical deaths of 60 million unborn babies at the hands of American abortionists a genocide as well? And will he reverse his pro-abortion policies? We can only pray. Matthew 23, verses 27 and 28 says, "You are like whitewashed tombs, which look beautiful on the outside, but on the inside are full of the bones of the dead and everything unclean. In the same way, on the outside you appear to people as righteous, but on the inside you are full of hypocrisy and wickedness." Palestinian terrorists launched multiple rockets toward southern Israel on Saturday night, one of which was shot down while another struck an open field, as attacks from the enclave continued into a second day and threatened to intensify, reports the Times of Israel. The first rocket attack came at 9 p.m., triggering sirens and sending residents into bomb shelters. Soldiers operating the Iron Dome shot down the incoming projectile. Last Thursday, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, a Democrat from New York, introduced in the Senate the bill that had passed the House to make the District of Columbia a state that, like all other states, would send two members to the Senate, reports CNSNews.com. The bill, H.R. 51, passed the House on Thursday by a vote of 216 to 208. No Democrat voted against it. No Republican voted for it. Former Vice President Walter Mondale died on April 19th in his Minneapolis, Minnesota home at the age of 93 from natural causes during his sleep. Known as Fritz, Mondale was an active vice president under President Jimmy Carter, breaking new ground for the role as he maintained an office in the White House and served as a close advisor to the president in a way no vice president had done before, reports Legacy.com. Prior to his vice presidency, he was a Democratic U.S. Senator from Minnesota. Mondale ran for president in 1984, winning the Democratic nomination, though he lost the general election in a landslide to incumbent President Ronald Reagan. Mondale made history during his presidential run by choosing Geraldine Ferraro as his running mate. She was the first woman nominated for vice president by a major party. There's no doubt that the death nail in Walter Mondale's political coffin came when he confessed at the Democratic National Convention that he would raise taxes if he won the 1984 presidential race against Ronald Reagan.
"Mr. Reagan will raise taxes, and so will I. He won't tell you. I just did."
Truth be told, Reagan ran on and delivered on tax cuts when he was first elected, beating out President Jimmy Carter.
"In 1981, our critics charged that letting you keep more of your earnings would trigger an inflationary explosion, send interest rates soaring, and destroy our economy. Well, we cut your tax rates anyway by nearly 25%. And what that helped trigger was falling inflation, falling interest rates, and the strongest economic expansion in 30 years.
And on May 28, 1985, after Reagan won re-election, he proposed to cut tax rates dramatically for individuals and businesses alike, contrary to Mondale's claim. Listen to this soundbite from the Oval Office.
"We want to cut taxes, not opportunity. As you can see, the percentage of income tax owed would come down. For starters, lowering personal tax rates will give a hefty boost to the nearly 15 million small businesses, which are individual proprietorships or partnerships. To further promote business formation, we propose to reduce the maximum corporate tax rate, now 46%, to 33%. And most small corporations would pay even lower rates.
Perhaps the funniest quip in any American presidential debate came when President Reagan, then 72, was asked by a journalist about his age in his second debate against Mondale.
You already are the oldest president in history, and some of your staff say you were tired after your most recent encounter with Mr. Mondale. I recall that President Kennedy had to go for days on end with very little sleep during the Cuba Missile Crisis. Is there any doubt in your mind that you would be able to function in such circumstances?
Not at all. I will not make age an issue of this campaign. I am not going to exploit for political purposes my opponent's youth and inexperience.
And finally, Indiana Republican Governor Eric Holcomb signed a new law that prohibits the state government and its agencies from treating a religious body worse during a public health emergency than secular entities, reports the Christian Post. Known as Senate Enrolled Act 263 and signed last Thursday, the law says, quote, "Religious organizations provide essential services that are necessary for the health and welfare of the public during a disaster emergency. The state and a political subdivision may not impose restrictions on the operation of a religious organization or religious services that are more restrictive than the restrictions imposed on other businesses and groups that provide essential services to the public," end quote. Jesus said, "I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Matthew 16, verse 18. And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Monday, April 26th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.